spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for this two-part program of A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring a rich morning meal of vegan sausage rolls, vegan omelet, fried tomatoes and mushrooms, and homemade citrus and pear marmalade.
Your oil is still hot, so you can put in some mushroom and tomato. Tomato, you have them and put it in there. These butter mushrooms. Okay. Let it fry a little while. A couple of minutes. Turn your tomatoes to the other side, huh? I just halve them and then just put them one side after another. The mushroom also turn around, stir it up a little bit so that it's all well cooked on all sides. When you take the mushroom out, try not to take oil with it, okay? So, drip the oil back into there. Just take out the mushroom. This thing, best to eat hot. So, it's better that your guests sit there and enjoy one thing after another. But if you want to eat together, then make do without the warm taste. Yeah? Maybe not that hot after you prepare all this. But you can always keep them warm. Metal out. Light him around the mushroom. There we are. Oh, time being. Arrange it so it looks nice. For example, you know, stand them up so they're sticking up like this. Yeah. There we are. The fried tomatoes and the fried mushroom, it tastes very good with that vegan sausage and with the vegan egg. I'm going to make the egg now. Okay, as I told you, this is a very, very rich meal, all right. So we have one piece of tofu, like 250 grams. You know, if you have soft tofu, it's good. If you don't have medium soft, it's fine. But not the hard one, eh? Yeah, this is medium soft. So you have to use your hand to really mush it up, eh? Mush it up, mush it up. Yeah, okay, good. And now we put in 100 grams of flour. And then you put a little water. So that it becomes a soft dough. Yeah. And boil it like that. Okay? Like this. We put in a dash of coriander powder. A dash of ground black pepper. A little mushroom seasoning, like 1 tablespoon. A pinch of salt. And mix it well. Just go ahead. Mix it well. I'm waiting for the oil to be heated. If you want it look similar to egg, you can put a little bit of curry powder or cucumber powder and mix it well. Just a little bit, because this one can be bitter, okay? The cucumber powder can be bitter. And mix it all well again together. Wow, looks nice. So it will look clean and nice, you know. You see, if your dough is well mixed, it's like this. It doesn't have any stickiness on the wall of the board off. So that is well mixed. Now we're going to put this into the pan. Right. Oil is heated. Yeah. Just put in like 1 more tablespoon of oil. Oh, oil and vegan butter is fine. Okay, put this in the pan. The whole thing in there. Yeah. And flatten it out. Flatten it out all over to the edge of the pan. Make it like a pancake. Flatten it out. Use your spatula to flatten it. Spatula and spoon also fine. Yes. And look like a fried egg for your friend so he doesn't miss the egg that doesn't belong to us. The egg should belong to the chicken. If it's sticky to your spatula and spoon while you're flattening, you can dip the spoon into the oil so it doesn't stick to your spoon. So you can flatten it out evenly and easily. Turn to medium heat. Yeah. Even the whole texture out into pancake shape. And make sure there's no hole in between. You can plaster it with the spoon so that they will be all evenly stick together. That would be nicer like that. Wait until you're golden on one side and then you flap over. Use the oily spoon in a circular motion a little bit, lightly, to even out some holes in between your vegan egg. It should be even out like this. And cooking with medium heat so it doesn't burn so fast. Now we have to turn it over because it's already golden underneath. But be very careful, otherwise it might break, huh? I'm gonna turn it over. Okay. It might be difficult, so we can divide it into 4 pieces and then turn it one at a time. Also okay. Yeah. So I'm going to divide it into 4 pieces and turn 1 piece at a time. We're going to break it up when we eat anyway, huh? What's the big deal? Cool. When it's already golden on one side, then you can afford to turn the heat up too high. So the other side cook quickly because the inside is already cooked. Now we only need it golden. Okay. Vegan omelette is ready. And now we're making some of the marmalade. You can put it in the smaller pan or pot since we have this one done and hot, so we use it. Okay. Heat your pan and put it in. You know, the mixture of orange, lemon, and pear. They cook it. That's it. You add a little bit of water, huh? Just a little bit. This one is too cold. I'm going to put it in the other heat. This one is done. This one takes longer to cook for different purposes. Just a bit of water there, let it cook up. And then we put some of the fruity syrup in it. About 3 tablespoons. And if it's not sweet enough, you can always add more, eh? You can buy the fruity syrup in a supermarket or Chinese supermarket. And we are let it cook so it be softened and soaked in the syrup. When it's already cooking, you can put it on lower heat, like this one. Or turn it lower. Yeah, okay. Let it simmer a little bit. If some of the piece is too chunky, you can use this wooden spatula to press it down, then it will become more mushed up. Just cook several minutes, it would be alright. Of course you can cook further, yeah, to make it softer, more tender, but it's not really necessary. So it's done now. And you check if it's sweet enough for you. You can always add in a little salt to make it deeper taste. Just very little, because this is not much here. The end of the chopstick, that amount of salt. Okay. It's done already. I turn off all the heat. It's still hot, so you can mix it up now. Going to put it into small bowl ready for your guests or for your friend who love to have rich breakfast, and nothing wrong with that. It's very good that he became vegetarian with you, so you should treat him well so he stay that way. Vegetarian people are already rare, just because they don't know what the benefit and how good it tastes. So in the beginning of their vegetarian romance, you should take care that the food is good. So they will stay on the vegetarian course and don't fall back. Humans are sometimes not always strong. Okay, that's gonna be fine now. If you're cooking like this, and also there are many beautiful, more sophisticated recipes on the SupremeMasterTV.com, then everybody will stay vegan forever. Good luck. If you want your jam to have more consistency, then you can add a little bit of flour onto your jam. But I don't need it. I think that should be fine already. So this is your very, very rich breakfast for your friend or family member or someone who could not live a simple life yet. But this is actually not that expensive or elaborate or anything. It should be worthwhile for your loved one to eat. We have sausage roll here, and we have some French bread to eat with butter and the marmalade that I have prepared.